Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
My wife and I set a goal to do a half marathon in every state. We thought it'd be a fun goal, although I'm still not convinced that doing 13.1 miles could be categorized as fun. A while back, we actually ran in Colorado, having just ran in Denver. And my wife came 11th in her age group, and I was pleased to actually finish standing up. During that weekend, we had a couple of service interactions that reminded me that many people have forgotten the simple act of being of service to others. Our first interaction was at an airline information desk where we needed some directional advice. The agent gave us no eye contact whatsoever and didn't seem at all interested in being of any service to us, our customers. We perhaps would have understood if the agent was engaged on the phone or on their computer screen, but this wasn't the case. This agent just made a personal choice to not put any effort whatsoever into her interaction with us. The second incident that set me thinking about the choices that service providers make came at a visitor's center within a major tourist attraction in Denver. Now, admittedly, my wife and I often find we have to repeat ourselves due to our English accents, but this particular service provider was just dreadfully disengaged. After trying to explain what we were looking for by pointing out the items on the attraction's map, the person just said, quote, "I don't understand what you're asking. I can't help you." Again, I wouldn't have minded if there was a line behind us, but we were the only souls standing in that particular visitor center. Another colleague in the store overheard the interchange and so offered to help us. As we started to explain what we were looking for, this person just carried on what she was doing, folding t-shirts for display, and was hardly listening at all to what we were asking. Now, the first person we dealt with abruptly interrupted our conversation by giving her colleague instructions on how to correctly fold the t-shirts. It's cutting in on our conversation. My wife and I just stood there silently for their conversation to finish. And when we did, the second colleague picked up the conversation by saying, "Well, hope you guys have a great day. Enjoy." She hadn't listened at all to what we were asking and again, chose to not really be of any service to us at all. You know, this really set me thinking about why some people choose to be fully present, to listen well and provide excellent service, and others, not so much. What is it that's so deep down within our human condition that can either ignite a spirit to serve, where in some, you wonder if there's even a pulse of politeness? I'm sure that all three of these individuals, the gentleman at the airline information desk and the two ladies at the visitor center, have gone through the mandatory customer service training with their respective organizations. So if they had the training, why was their delivery so poor? Human beings are not robots, and therefore they exhibit free choice. This can, of course, be a positive or a negative. I often wonder whether some service jobs in the future will be given to robots. I don't believe that artificial intelligence will ever be able to replace the human touch, though. I'm sure we've all had an experience where we've received superb service from another human being. An authentic spirit to serve shone through and delighted us in such a way we remember it like it happened yesterday. Now, that particular weekend in Colorado reminded me of the opportunity to go the extra mile when interacting with other humans. It's not complicated, and I believe so much of the level of service we give to our customers and colleagues is deep down our own personal choice. Yes, some of it can be trained, but I'd suggest much of it is what we call service. It comes from the servant's heart, something that's difficult to instill in most humans and presently impossible to program into a robot. It's a sad state of affairs when we wonder whether we'd actually receive better service from artificial intelligence. Let's see what the future holds.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.